understanding，
就是当你在这个明白上面，他给你一句话。
And if you agree with it，
而当你同意的时候
，instead of resist it，
而不是在抗拒它
，it has power on it to affect you。
它就有能力来影响你。
It's a small amount of power， but it's real。
也许这那个一点点，但是这还是一个真实的。
But the Holy Spirit also affects our soul by affecting our emotions。
而它不单只是改变我们的想法，也改变我们的情感。
The way we feel。
我们的怎么样来感受
？And the Holy Spirit wants to give us a power to make righteous decisions。
那么他会给我们这个力量呢，让我们能够做一个公义的决定。
But the Holy Spirit can live in your spirit and not affect your soul, your mind, emotions, and will.
但圣灵他可以住在你里面呢，却来不能够来影响你的这个感情、你的思想。
And we call a Christian like that a carnal Christian.
那我们就称这样的就是一个属肉体的一个基督徒。
They have as much of the Holy Spirit as anybody else does.
虽然他们和别人得到都同样的有圣灵。
Because when we're born again, we get all of the Holy Spirit, not part of the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
因为当我们重生的时候，每个人都得到圣灵，不是只得到一点点的圣灵。
And so you get all of the Holy Spirit when you're born again.
所以当你重生的时候，你得到的是圣灵它的完全。
Or it's more accurate to say the full measure of what the Spirit intends to give every believer.
就是神他要给我们是每一个人的都是完全的圣灵。
But it's our soul, it's our personality that is uninspired by the Holy Spirit in carnal Christians.
但是如果我们是一个属肉体的基督徒呢，我们的魂就不去受这个圣灵的影响。
So our goal,
所以我们的目标是
is to see the Holy Spirit who lives in our spirit,
就是看到在我们住在我们里面的圣灵
affecting our heart or our mind, emotions, and will.
能够来影响我们的心思意念情感。
In paragraph B,
在 B 大点
，Peter says,
彼得说
，Do not let your beauty be merely outward.
不要让你的这个美丽呢，只是在外面做装饰。
But let it be the hidden person of the heart.
而却是你里面的这个隐藏的心的这个装饰。
That God wants to give incorruptible beauty to the inner person of the heart.
神要把你的里面给你一个不能朽坏的一个美丽来装饰你。
So the heart speaks of the inner person, the mind, emotions, and will.
所以我们的心就讲到我们里面的人，就是我们的情感。
And you can have the Holy Spirit living in your spirit.
那么你可以有圣灵住在你的里面。
But the hidden person of your heart can be very weak and not beautiful.
但是你里面的人呢，却可以是很软弱的，也不美丽的。
That means we have dark thinking.
就是我们有些黑暗的思想。
Dark emotions.
一些黑暗的情绪。
And dark decisions with our will.
在我们的这个意念里面有些黑暗的决定。
But there is a power to cause beauty to come upon our thinking and our emotions.
但是呢，圣灵他却有这个能力呢，可以把这个力量呢来帮助我们。
And notice it's an incorruptible beauty.
他讲到的是一个不能朽坏的这样的美丽。
It's a beauty that has more power than the power of sin.
那这个美丽呢，是超越那个犯罪的那个美丽。
God's spirit has much more power than sinful desires.
那么神的能力呢，是比我们所有一些情欲的这种想法的都更有能力。
Some people have it exactly opposite.
但是很多人想法却是相反。
They think, "Oh, lust is so powerful in my heart. Oh, God, have mercy."
他们想说这个情欲在我里面这么有能力，哦，神啊，你要怜悯我。
And the Holy Spirit says, "I have much more power than your lust. Much more. It's not even comparable."
但是圣灵说我的能力是大过这些情欲肉体的。
Because lust.Can be overpowered, but the beauty of God is incorruptible. It cannot be overpowered when we yield to the Holy Spirit.
就是这些情欲的这些都是可以被胜过的，但是神他却是一个无法毁坏的。
Roman numeral 3.
第三大点。
Let's talk about the new birth.
我们讲讲重生。
The core reality of the new birth.
重生的一个最重要的。
Is that God comes to live in our spirit.
就是神住在我们的心里面。
Some people think of the new birth.
有些人看到重生就以为
mostly as being forgiven and going to heaven.
就是我们好像被饶恕了，我们可以上天堂。
It is true we are forgiven at the new birth.
没有错，我们在重生的时候我们是被饶恕了。
And we do go to heaven.
我们也要往天堂去。
But that is not the major point of the new birth.
但那却不是重生真正的意义。
Because the Old Testament saints,
因为在这个旧约的这些圣徒
they were forgiven and they went to heaven, but they were not born again.
他们虽然他们也被饶恕，他们也去天堂，他们却没有重生。
In the old covenant, you could be forgiven and go to heaven.
在旧约里面，你可以被饶恕到天堂。
But the glory of the new covenant, 2 Corinthians 3.
但是